Welcome to the podcast. This is Power of Appearance, and I'm Karen Mathis, your host. We are getting ready to go into the interview to pick up where we left off last time with Susan Fowler. She is a thought leader. She's also an expert on the science of motivation. Personally, I think she's making this her life's work, and she has a great deal to share. Her newest book is Master Your Motivation. I recommend it highly. I've read it. I love it. I've learned from it. I'm going to share a personal story next podcast of how it's literally changing many things in my life. So I'm really excited about one key area in particular. So that'll be fun to share. Susan is also a keynote speaker. You'll see her in with the top panels around the world. And she's an author. As I mentioned last time, she's written 6 books. They're in a lot of different languages, 3 of which are with Ken Blanchard. And her latest, again, is Master Your Motivation. So let's just jump into this interview where we left off, where she's talking about the 3 C's.
The science of motivation says that there's 3 psychological needs that need to be satisfied if you're going to thrive and if you're going to be optimally motivated, have a sense of well-being. And all of those things, thriving, having a sense of well-being, being optimally motivated is important if you're going to be authentic on stage talking about those things and hoping other people get them. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking today that how what you're creating for me with my wardrobe is you're helping me satisfy my 3 psychological needs. Through what you're doing for me.
I love that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, also, while I have you here, I want to tell you about your 3 C's. So go over your 3 C's. What are your 3 C's in your new book? And tell us about your new book.
Okay. So the new book is called Master Your Motivation. My first book was called Why Motivating People Doesn't Work and What Does. And it was really for managers, teachers, leaders, parents, although I'm writing a parenting book as well, but on how to create an environment for people that is more optimally motivating by helping them to experience these 3 psychological needs. But in truth, the best way for us to experience our psychological needs is not depending on our organizations, managers, bosses, parents, teachers to create it for us. It's to create it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So this book is about how to create choice, connection, and competence, which are the 3 psychological needs required for thriving. So when we're working together, what you've done is I walk into my closet, and because we had a vision for what we wanted my wardrobe to be, because we understand what I'm trying to achieve through my wardrobe, I now walk in and I have choices. You know how every woman walks into her wardrobe and goes, oh, I don't know what to wear. I don't, you know, even though we have a lot of clothes, we don't feel like we have any choices,
yes.
Which is really interesting. And so you've created a sense of choice. I can mix and match and put things together, and you take pictures, and I have a lookbook, and I when I'm traveling or I'm about to go somewhere, I can open up my lookbook and go, what choices do I have? It's just like so exciting. And then connection. Connection is needing to feel like we have a sense of belonging, but also it's to have meaning. It's to feel like we're making a contribution. And Marie Kondo, in her work, around sparking joy, connection is finding that spark of joy in ourselves. And so when I put on one of your outfits or I look at what my choices are, it sparks joy for me. I used to dread packing. Now I go, oh, I've got so many choices. What am I going to pack? And it's like fun. It's fun. And then I feel like when I'm on stage, it has a meaning because we choose colors that are actually meaningful to the work I do that align with my marketing and my branding and my models.
Yeah.
And then the third one the third psychological need is around having competence. And that's really what I was lacking. I don't understand fashion. I don't understand, you know, I didn't know I had indents. I didn't know that if I wore a certain color of shoes that it would cut 3 inches off my, and I'm short already, but that if I wore certain colors, I would look longer. I mean, you have really educated me. And so now I find myself feeling much more competent. And because my wardrobe has been designed by you, I don't need to have as much competence. I've brought you in as the form of competence. So anyway, so now you're
gratefully. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gratefully, I'm here.
So you've helped me with my three psychological needs regarding my wardrobe.
That is so meaningful.
Isn't that cool?
I can't tell you what that means to me personally, too.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. And you just have a way with putting words to an action. And you've done it once again for me. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. That just means so much. As we recap, the question is, how can this benefit you? What goals do you have that are challenging you the most? Just imagine listing them and then accomplishing them, every one of them. You don't have to imagine anymore because Master Motivation will lead you through this process. I promise to share how it has worked for me on the next podcast. Just for fun, let's do a deeper dive on the three C's. And this time, let's focus on how you can accomplish empowering your own appearance. Remember, the very first impression that you make is in a fraction of a second. So what I want is you to be in control of that first impression, that you can express what image you want to get out there, what you want people to believe about you, so that you have a chance to share your brilliance with them. So keeping that in mind, let's look at the first connection, for example. How will your appearance help you connect with your audience? And that's the question you have to ask when you're choosing what to wear, even down to the blouse, the jeans, the power suit, whatever it is. What you put on will express who you are to others. So it is a very important decision that you make. Number two, let's look at choice. How does this choice relate to empowering your appearance? Well, what you wear can improve your options. For example, let's say you want to be promoted at work. You need that promotion. That's choice. That should motivate you to be able to put yourself together in a way that will increase those choices to have the job of your dreams or the promotion you feel like is you deserve. And also, sometimes it's just to get the respect you deserve. One of my clients felt like she was being passed over. She was being talked down to. She wasn't being recognized and respected for her contributions. And one of the things that we did immediately is we basically dressed her in the position that she wanted to obtain, which was an executive position. And the last time I spoke with her on our last fitting, because we're continuing to develop a wardrobe for her, she's an engineer, a completely different client. But one of the things that I asked her is, are the guys looking at you differently? Are they looking at you eye to eye? Are they addressing you in a different way? And she grinned and she said, well, yes, no one's complimented me on my new clothes. However, they are looking at me, they are showing respect that they never did before. Well, I don't expect them to compliment her on the clothes, especially with the Me Too movement, that's going to be out for sure. But what we really wanted was to get her respect because her work product speaks for itself. And the third of the three C's is competence. What you wear improves how you perform. It's called enclothed cognition. We spoke about it on the last podcast, and it really does affect your performance. As a matter of fact, one of the research pieces was very interesting. They took college kids, took half of them and put them in a lab coat. They called it a painter's coat, gave them a little quiz, and they were to put on the jacket, finish the quiz, turn in the quiz, and leave. They were told it was a painter's jacket, and then the other half of random students were told, this is a medical lab coat. Take this quiz, turn it in, take off your coat, and leave. And when the scientists compared the results of these random students, they performed so much better when they thought they were wearing a doctor's lab coat. That gives you a little bit of an idea of enclothed cognition. It's only one of many studies where what we wear affects what we believe we can achieve. And you know, if you believe it, you can achieve it. So it's just one more tool. Empowering your appearance is one more tool for you to be able to reach those goals. And as far as the motivation to do all of this, I think Susan has shown us that in her book, Master of Motivation, she has given us another tool, and that is her three C's, which is the psychological needs for optimal motivation. A very special thank you to Susan Fowler for sharing her Master of Motivation and her three C's and all of her brilliance with us. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you've benefited from Susan's brilliance, and we have even more, one more part to her interview next time. So please subscribe. I don't want you to miss it. I am going to share a personal goal that I was finally able to reach after years of defeat. So I hope you will join us for that. You are invited to go to the website, Power of Appearance. There are free downloads. Everything on the website has been designed just for you, so feel free to download anything that's there. Send me an email, ask me questions, send me your personal wardrobe challenges. Do you have an upcoming interview or an upcoming opportunity that you want to be sure that you're dressed for success for that event? Please feel free to contact me. As you can tell, this is my passion, and I would love to hear from you. So until next time.